MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, August 20, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. North Andover deaths under investigation. Effects of Ernesto felt along the coastline. And an interim principal for Danvers High School. Mix of clouds and sun today, low 70s. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 12:21 p.m. Back in 70 seconds with North Shore Today News.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
The office of the Essex County District Attorney confirms that two individuals are deceased following an incident at a home on Turnpike Street in North Andover yesterday. One individual was pronounced deceased at the home, and another was pronounced deceased later after being transferred to the hospital with serious injuries. North Andover Police and Massachusetts State Police detectives assigned to the office of Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker are in the early stages of an active investigation. This is currently considered to be an isolated incident, and authorities do not believe there is a wider threat to the public at this time. Gloucester Times is reporting that Ernesto picked up strength as a hurricane early Monday as it headed farther out in the Atlantic toward easternmost Canada, but the storm is expected to stay offshore, causing powerful swells, dangerous surf, and rip currents along the U.S. East Coast. Ernesto's maximum sustained winds increased Monday to nearly 90 miles an hour with higher gusts. It's expected to weaken and become a post-tropical storm by Tuesday. The storm was centered about 320 miles southeast of Halifax, Nova Scotia, and was expected to pass near southeastern Newfoundland late Monday and early Tuesday. People all along the northeast coast should remain careful. A small craft advisory for the coastal waters east of Ipswich Bay and the Stellwagen Bank National Marine Sanctuary is in place through 7 p.m. today. Michael McHugh is writing in the Salem News. As the new school year arrives, Danvers High School bids farewell to Adam Federico, who is heading back to Linfield, and welcomes Peter DeMauro as the interim head of school. Federico recently announced that he will be leaving Danvers to accept a position as Linfield's assistant superintendent of schools. Prior to coming to Danvers in 2012, he was an assistant principal in Linfield. DeMauro, who was Danvers High's curriculum director, will now serve as the interim principal for the 2024-25 school year. The Danvers High School leadership team and central office selected DeMauro for the position based on his proven educational experience of 14 years. Before coming to Danvers, DeMauro taught in Salem for 8 years. During his time at Danvers, he also has served as a science teacher and assistant principal before his appointment to curriculum director. And Benjamin Pierce is reporting on itemlive.com. Voters in Nahant are scheduled to decide whether to rename the town's Board of Selectmen and shift to the increasingly popular Select Board. Selectmen already opted to not pursue expanding the board to 5 members from 3, citing the need to form a charter commission and seek a home rule petition from the state legislature to do so. Astros 5, Red Sox 4 last night in a walk-off loser for the Sox. Series resumes in Houston tonight. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.